First of all, Jim, congratulations on a big win against North Dakota today. Great way to snap that streak. How does it feel to get another win in the WCHA?
Again, if we want to be a top four team, these are the types of games we need to win. And I was very proud of our effort tonight. I thought we got just a real solid performance from everybody. It wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but bottom line is we had more than needed at the end.
Your team hasn't scored four goals against North Dakota since January 11th, 2008. I had to dig through the history books here, but a big game. Your team, obviously, I've been part of this program for 8 years now, and I don't remember seeing this much scoring by a Beaver women's hockey team. I think the league is going to have to look out for you guys this year.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we, you know, the first two goals I thought were just, you know, real nice rush goals, a great pass on the first one for Citro to Steph Anderson. The second one was just a matter of us getting the puck to the net and going to the net. And again, Citro was there to pick up a rebound. No question, the third goal is a bit of a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were behind the net, and Rachel was actually trying to move the puck out front and went off a stick or a skate or something. Then you get an empty netter. So anytime you score, obviously, in the WCHA, it's huge because it is extremely difficult to score goals. I thought Brittany was outstanding for us, and like I said, fortunately, we had more than needed at the end of the game.
Well, they outshot you 27-26. Brittany Mowat with 26 saves here today against a 10th-ranked North Dakota team. No fluke there, right?
No. Britt was outstanding. You know, again, just very calm. She's very poised. She just plays her position, and she doesn't have to make a lot of spectacular saves. She just squares up real well and stops the puck. So, and she'd be the first to credit her defense for allowing her to see it. But there were definitely some shots that she didn't see, but she was in the right position. The puck hit her.
The Beavers came into today 10th in the country for scoring defense, only allowing 1.67 goals per game. I don't remember a Beaver team being that solid on defense either. What's been kind of the key to the success so far besides Britt?
Well, certainly she and Aaron are a huge part of that. But, you know, it's just the entire team having an attitude that, you know, they want to be very hard to play against in our zone. And if we work hard, if we get in shot lanes, if we pick up sticks and do a good job clearing rebounds, we know our goalies are gonna usually stop that first shot. And that's a good recipe.
Again, special teams came into play, not in the first period, a very clean first period penalty-wise, but then, of course, a couple of power plays in the second. Your team obviously has found its its success there on the penalty kill this season against some highly ranked teams.
Well, again, we talked about it in the pregame. I think Coach Fricklin does a great job of really preparing the girls to know what to expect. And I thought they did a great job on that penalty kill, just of getting their sticks in lanes and kind of reading what North Dakota was trying to do. And they did again a good job of not giving them any real grade A chances, just kind of keeping things on the perimeter. And again, we blocked a lot of shots, so that always helps.
I know you mentioned the block shots. I came into the weekend with 163 block shots for your team. I saw quite a few of them out in front of Britt as well. I know even a Billich took a couple, and I don't have the complete stats in front of me. I'm sure there were a handful of other players that got some block shots here today for you, and that's crucial in order to get a win against a high-powered offense like North Dakota.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know Lauren Miller in the first period alone had three block shots, and they're kind of in layers. It's not just the wings going out to the point, but it's our center and D, like you mentioned, even a block in the shot there. You know, they're squaring up, and they're again, it's a mindset, it's a pride thing. Everybody they'll do it in practice, and it everybody's hooting and hollering when they do it in practice, and it doesn't feel good. You know, that puck definitely hurts, but that's just the mentality we have, and the battle level we have, and the girls are playing hard together, and they're playing for each other. And like we said from the get-go, if you do that in this game, you can be rewarded. And again, today they were rewarded.
I know you mentioned they enjoy blocking shots amongst each other. I know Kristen Huber was showing off a bruise she got from Cicely Nelson in practice this week, and it's turned into a welt. And those girls are proud of blocking shots. It's nice to see them being tough out there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. and that's all part of it. That's exactly how we have to play. That's Beaver hockey.
Coach, what do you guys need to do here? You know, North Dakota is going to come back regrouped and is going to be hungry.
Well, no question. But it's a great opportunity for us, and we need to take advantage of it because, again, points in this league are extremely hard to come by. They're extremely valuable, and we have an opportunity to do something that we haven't done in a long, long time. And we talked about that. I don't think tonight was our best performance. You know, I thought the second period we kind of survived. I thought North Dakota certainly had a lot of zone time. But we were able to get that goal at the end of the period, which was really, really fortunate for us and kind of a backbreaker for them. But we have to realize they're going to be coming out tomorrow, and we need to be better. The bottom line, we talked about that. We just need to be better for 60 minutes tomorrow, and that's our challenge.
Coach, congrats, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, the Beavers winners 4-1 over North Dakota. I was just handed the final stats.